If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Okay, wrapping the show up for this week. Before the break, we talked about energy drinks and the myth of electrolytes and energy drinks and the connection between those two. It is basically, Dr. Mike says, is BS. It's bad science. And before the break, I asked if it'd be preferable to, if you're going to drink an energy drink, whether it be the regular kind or the diet kind. What do you think, Mike?
The regular kind is if you're exercising more than 2 hours, that's really the only time you need electrolytes, and it's better given with a little sugar then. That's the only time you need, the regular stuff. So that's when you want that, and you'd want it with regular. Every other time, you should, if you're going to use an energy drink or anything else with caffeine, it should be sugar-free because you don't want the excess sugar, which gets in your system very quickly, especially if it's added sugar, and everything in a drink is added sugar.
Thank you, sir. Bat science. Bat science.
BAT science. What do you think this is about, Joe? This is, I did send you this story, but maybe you haven't gotten the time to read it. What do you think?
Obviously, it's not about bat. BAT must stand for something, right? I don't know.
What does it stand for?
I don't know. I have no idea. You're going to have to tell me what it is.
Well, in fact, we just got an email from someone who guessed, Brooke, said, I know what it stands for. It stands for brown adipose tissue. Brooke, you should get a award or something, or a book or something. We'll send something to you. But Brooke got it. Brown adipose tissue. So brown adipose tissue is the stuff that is metabolically active. And it turns out that if 20% of the average person's fat is brown adipose tissue, they can't gain weight because it uses calories so fast. White adipose tissue, that's the usual fat we have, is really a storage fat. Brown adipose tissue has a lot of those mitochondria, very little storage, but the brown adipose tissue keeps you warm. So you see it in kids when they're first born, right? They get the covers off of them because they're so hot because of the metabolic activity of brown adipose tissue.
Wow.
As we get older, we lose this very metabolically active stuff, and we get fatter. And that's one of the reasons we get fatter. Not an excuse for eating too much, Joe, but is a reason why we get fatter.
Okay, now I know about that. Had no idea what it stood for, brown adipose tissue, BAT. In case you missed it, big story out on low carb versus low fat, and you say, Mike, it's the U diet that works best. What can you tell us?
Right, low carb versus low fat, big study, but the headlines were all wrong. They said eat red meat and, if you will, and lots of saturated fat. Wrong. The study that showed was exactly the U's diet study. That is, you avoid the five food felons. Avoid simple sugars, avoid added syrups, avoid any grain that is 900% whole grain, avoid saturated fat, and avoid trans fat. So the low-carb diet was avoiding those three things, simple sugars, added syrups, and, if you will, the 900% whole grains had a lot of veggies in it, if you will, and some whole grain, whole grains. But they avoided saturated fat and trans fat and got down to lower levels of those. So this is really the U diet, or what I consider an ideal diet. They showed that it caused increased weight loss. It was associated with increased weight loss in people who didn't change their exercise habits. We obviously want everyone to do more physical activity. But in people who didn't change them, avoid those five food felons and do a little walking.
Okay, what do we need to know, Dr. Mike, about driving after consuming marijuana?
Well, the interesting thing is it is like being drunk when you're smoking grass. That is, when you smoke a joint, you're the equivalent of slower reaction time. So one would expect an increase in accidents. And it turns out 25% of people have, there's been an increase in people who have had drunk driving arrests when they haven't been drunk. That is, they've been had pot in the system. Colorado and Washington are trying to figure out how to test for this. But the amazing thing is, although your reaction time is slower and your ability to think better, there has been no increase in accidents in either the state of Washington or in Colorado due to this. And as we said last week, a 25% or 23% decrease in addiction deaths, deaths relating to addictive drugs.
Hey, since we're on the subject of marijuana, and what about your wide receiver, Josh Gordon, who's been suspended for the year for smoking marijuana? One of his defenses was that, well, he consumed it with a secondhand smoke, if possible. Is that possible?
It is, and it is possible to get high from it, but it's got to be a really thick room of smoke.
Like a
hookah
room.
So it is possible, and you can differentiate the dose. So he may have had too high a dose for that to be. I don't know if they did. My guess is the NFL does quantitative screening because they're such a high risk of being sued. So my guess is they knew what level he had in his blood, and it's not possible to get as high a level with secondhand smoke as it is with primary smoking.
Udocs@gmail.com, Udocs@gmail.com. I think we can fit in the story you have tonight, today. About telomeres. Tell us about telomeres and how are they affected by our day-to-day living.
Telomeres are the ends of your chromosomes. They're like the ends of shoelaces. You need them to function like you need the ends of shoelaces to be able to lace your shoes up. You need those plastic ends. Well, the telomeres are what keep your cells, especially your stem cells, duplicating. So it's very important to keep those long and healthy if you're going to have them. So you want to have stem cells because your stem cells come in and repair things. You have a brain, stroke. Your stem cells rush in to repair that and replace those cells. Same thing with a heart attack. Same thing with joint injury. So you want your stem cells to be active and to come in. You need long telomeres. We die when our telomeres get too short. Turns out sitting, geez, do you do your radio show sitting, Joe?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
Well, if you're sitting, I'm going to get up now since I'm sitting. If you're sitting, the longer you sit for, the more your telomeres get shorter. And if you stand, just standing keeps your telomeres longer. Of course, exercise and stress management keeps your telomeres longer, too.
You know, son of a gun, we covered every single solitary story you prepared for us tonight. Isn't that amazing? Worked out perfectly. Where did you become so smart on putting a program sheet together?
Well, I had to do it when you weren't here the last couple of days.
All right. So even he learns from the master here radio broadcasting. Even when I'm not here, that's the kind of my tentacles reach far and wide. Well, thank you for listening today for Dr. Mike, for Sonar, our engineer. And, of course, thank you for listening as well to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.